You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at First Love Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter day by day. Yes, it does.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Smile to somebody and tell the person, it's good to see you. It's good to see you in purple. It's good to see you in white. Amen. And please be seated in the presence. You can give a high five. It's okay. Just don't hurt the man. Just don't hurt the lady. It's good to be back. Amen. It's good to be back. Clap for the Lord Jesus. It's good to be back. Amen. We've been traveling for a while. We went to Israel. Tell somebody, I'll be there. I will be there. Prophesy to somebody, you will be there in Jesus' name.
You will be there.
We went to the Holy Land. The Holy Land. And it's been a blessing. Is that Irene? Irene, it's good to see you.
Irene!
Anyway, it's such a blessing to be in the Holy Land. The Bible is not abstract at all. I mean, if you have not been baptized in the Jordan before, you better plan for it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Tell somebody I'll be there in Jesus' name.
I'll be there in Jesus' name.
Where Jesus was baptized. Amen. And that Sea of Galilee. That pool of Bethesda, where the man who had been sick 38 years attempting competition did not allow him to get healed. But Jesus Christ said, look, when I am with you, there's no new competition does not stand. Competition will not stand when I'm here. The guy had been so broken and so overcome with other people's competition and everybody else being blessed that he said, there's no way I'm going to be blessed. Jesus said, when I am with you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yes. Many of us, when things come facing us, we start calling all kinds of things and experiences to prove that it cannot be. Like that act, that wreck that nearly happened. As the driver was calling on Jesus, the guy sitting, co-pilot, was saying, Daddy. He thought Daddy would save him. No, Daddy was looking for salvation himself. That uncle that you are thinking about, that uncle needs help. Today I'm going to be bringing you a help that you don't need to worry about any other person about. Today I'm going to present to you something that will give you help that will keep helping. Clap for the Lord. Tell somebody, help that keeps helping. Can I get some fruits? If anybody can bring me some fruits. I will show you the help that never ceases. Amen. Wow. Fruits. It's a fruity sermon. Do you see it? All right. It's nicely dressed. Genesis chapter 1. From verse number 10. I can even read the whole thing from, it's 10 and 11 that I want, but I'll start from the beginning. New King James, good. Or you brought New King James first. And Genesis chapter 1, from verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be light, and there was light. God can speak anything into being. The light that you came to meet, that you call day, was created by God. How many have created light before? Even your cell phone. When the light is on, and you keep it on for a while, it will go off. You need charging. And the charging needs power. And that power needs hydroelectric power from a dam somewhere or some thermal plant or solar thing that needs sun. Everything ultimately depends on God. Your uncle may have brought something to you, but it came from God. You may have eaten some oranges, but it came from God's ground. I'll prove it to you. Then, don't be deceived. You see, many kids are very irresponsible. Do you know why? Because they don't work for what they eat. They just get up and they eat. Yeah. They don't know where it came from. And they don't care how they use it. Yeah. Most parents go hungry so that the kids will eat. Everything that you get for free has a price. Somebody has paid for it. There's nothing free in this world. Make no mistake. Oh, irresponsible child or spouse or worker or employee. Many employees waste things. They waste paper. They don't buy it. Whether they use more or less, they will be paid. But the supervisors and the owners, they know that it costs something. You know? So I am bringing your mind to the original source of everything you have. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So that when you see free things, you can know that somebody has made provision for it. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Don't take light for granted. And God saw the light that it was good. Tell somebody, light is good. And God divided the light from the darkness and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. You just met night and day, but it was created. Initially, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face. Darkness. Cross darkness. You see, God had to extract the light from the darkness. We are in a dark world. God had to extract us into the light. So he called the people of light Christians, and then the world something else. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then verse 6, then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Yeah. And let it divide the waters from the waters, even the waters that you want to drink. You can't just be in the sea and so that because you want water, you go and stay in the sea. You will drown before, you will drink so much you will drown. So God had to separate potable water from other types of water. He separated the waters from the waters. Amen. Then God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and was so. So we have waters that are under. There's a lot of water. You keep digging, you will flood it. Wells come from under the water. The sea has depth, but rivers, not like that. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and the dry land to appear. And it was so. Otherwise, we'll be sinking. A little tsunami or flooding. You realize that if God had not organized things, it would have been chaotic. Once in a while, God tells you that it was not as organized as this. Once in a while. Tsunamis and things need to remind us that initially, that's how it was. Don't be deceived. The order you find, somebody has made it so. Your home will have order. Your life will have order. Confusion will go away in Jesus' name. Then verse 10, this is it. And God called the dry land earth. And the gathering together of the waters he called the seas. And God said, saw that it was good. Everything was good. Then verse 11 start. Listen. Now that God has formed the earth, named things, set things up, how are things going to be replenished? Is it that every day God will say, let this be formed? Every day. Now, God created what we call cycles. Cycles. Now, everything is going to take care of itself so long as the principles are maintained. Cycles. Today, I'm talking about cycles, financial cycles. Amen. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Right. Cycles. the mysterious, I'll tell you the topic soon. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Grass. The herb that yields seed. And the fruit tree. Someone say fruit tree. That yields fruits according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'll read it again. God said, let the earth bring forth grass. How many want to eat grass only? So the grass is for the herbivores, the cows and the elephants. You know, elephants eat grass. Mm-hmm. The herb for healing, that yields seed. And the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind. Every tree that yields fruit of its kind. If you have an apple tree that yields apples, it will yield only apples. It cannot yield oranges. It yields fruits according to its kind. Why? Because his seed is in itself. That's the only way you can say apples will produce apples. You don't plant apple trees. You don't put a tree. There are very few things that do that. But often it's the seed, small as it is, that becomes the tree that bears the fruit that you eat. It's God. Everything that you have can be replenished in Jesus' name. Everything that you are can be replenished in Jesus' name. Everything, I'm telling you, you do not need to lose any fruit if you actually flow with the principles under which God created the things that he created. Everything that God created, I'm telling you honestly, he's finished creation. God rested on the seventh day. He had finished. Since then, he hasn't created anything. Everything is already created. What he has done is brought mankind to the earth to manage, to take over from there. It's like a company that a CEO just forms and then brings workers. Work. It's like a good father. Bible says a good father leaves an inheritance for his children's children. He's done what he has to do. God is a good father. He has listen, if we really will flow with God and who he is and understand him, everything that God gives you, he does not want it to go away from you. Bible says the gifts and the callings of God, they are without repentance. He doesn't intend to take it back. It's a gift. But you see, sometimes I can give you a gift of a car. I will not take it back, but you will destroy it. Yes. Sometimes I can even give you, you're not married, I can give you a husband or a wife, but you will destroy the marriage. Because you didn't apply the right principles to the thing. Many people, Bible says that a foolish woman, a wise man builds his house, but a foolish woman tears the heart down by her own hands. Her own hands. And many of us, our own hands destroy us. Today I'm talking about anti-foolishness strategies. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The greatest enemy of most of us is us. Our attitudes, our mouth, our thinking. Unfortunately, us remains with us all the time. If you have a bad habit, it's a pity. Because you can't run away from you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me explain to you this that I'm talking about. That a lot of us, the reason why we do not have fruit is because of the way we treat our seed.
The Bible says, as for God, he had set it up. He said, let everything he said happened. Therefore, believe that this one too is happening live. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let the day light of the be called day, and the night, the darkness be called, and it's happening. Let the waters be separated, and it's separated. We don't often see the earth mixing with the sea. It's a tsunami, and you can see it's abnormal. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, I am bringing your mind to the reality that this principle is also, if it doesn't happen, it's abnormal. If you have fruit and it's not replenishing itself, it is an abnormal situation. There is nobody who has money who should not have money. I'll say it again. If God has given you money, you should always have money. You may not believe it, but you try this. I'm coming. If God has given you light, there must always be light. If God has given you day, there must all, Bible says, so long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, sun and it shall never cease. You bring it itself. So long as this earth remaineth, seed time, harvest will never cease. Cold and heat. But you see, look, the Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. What God has said, whatever the Lord do, it shall be forever. So long as we are on this earth and the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest will never cease. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, God has set it in place, will never cease. I'm going back. I am talking about the seed of replication, the power of the seed. Ladies and gentlemen, the only control you have over the future is in your seed, not in your fruit. Not in your fruit. The only influence, the seed may be small, but that is what determines the future. Not the fruit. When you look at it, God says the seed is in itself. Let's go back to it. So God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed. It yields seed. And the fruit, whichever it is, whichever, choose what fruit you want. Choose, I wish that they had got. You see the seed, it's there. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree. You can see a fruit tree, apple, papaya, mangoes, oranges, call it any tree. When God plants the tree in your house or you put it, it's there, you find it. Ladies and gentlemen, or tomato plant. If it yields fruits, it will yield according to its kind. If it's apple, it will be apple. The reason is, God has put its seed in itself. Right here on this earth. It's not in heaven. On the earth. On the earth. Many of the things we pray about, if we follow God's principles, it will be one less prayer topic. And it was so. If you can believe that God caused, you don't have to do much about, let the sun and the day keep going. It will go on. You don't have, there is only, the things that God set in place, they are working. The things that he left for mankind are the things that are not working. Yeah, it's the truth. God is not about to plant any seed anymore. Verse 12. And the earth actually brought forth the grass, brought forth the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself, also did the same according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. It's a good thing that whatever you have, you actually plant. Plant a seed. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You want to reap? Go sowing. You want to reap? Go sowing. Go sowing. Whatsoever. God is not mocked. If you sow, you will reap. Many things that happen to us is same things we've sown. Good and bad. Whatsoever, anything, just name it. Life is about sowing and reaping. Whatsoever, anything. Like if I'm a child and I mistreat my mother, I can assure you when you grow, you will be mistreated by your children. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatsoever, God says anything. Galatians 6:7, God cannot be deceived. You can't deceive. God is not mocked. You can't mock. For whatever a man sows, that thing you will reap it. I remember one day, I was there as a young person, and there was a certain lady who was in love with me, and I fell in love with the lady. It was different from Laura. As I touched that lady, I felt a voice tell me, if you sow adultery and fornication, you will reap it one day. Yeah. This was a woman who was married, who was trying to get me to, look, I tell you, I remember hearing that word. I said, no, no, no. If you touch, God will allow somebody to touch your spouse. Yeah. I must have sown some good things to reap such good fruits. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Ladies and gentlemen, look, I'm telling you one principle that was foundational to the creation of the earth. That if you can get this principle, you'll be a blessed person. Yeah. You want to actually have happiness in yourself. Give happiness to the person. Most happy people make other people happy. The Bible says it. He that has friends must first show himself friendly. Proverbs 18:24. You want to be people to make you a friend, become friends. It's a basic principle. I'm starting from the creation. That's how God created the earth. There's nothing new. Many prayers you must sow and reap. Many things you want. That's why the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. I just met some beggar. Immediately I rushed to my bed and gave because I'm sowing. The seed of the money is in the money. You want to be rich? Start giving. You want to be prosperous? Stop asking all the time. People who ask will never become something. I'm telling you. Even if you don't have. Recently, some job changes. I had to change jobs for a period. There was no job. Immediately I heard somebody had lost the job. I sent money to the person. Yeah. The job that I got is better than the job I ever had. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because it's about sowing and reaping. The seed is in itself. It is in itself. The thing you are looking, there's a seed part that will bear the fruit, that will generate the tree. Look for the seed and sow it. You are unhappy, look for a way of sowing happiness in people. You will become happy. Oh, yeah. That's everything. That is how things operate. As I love your children, people really love my children. I'm amazed. Yesterday, one of my children got stranded at an airport. I made a phone call. Can you tell? They said, no, I will not tell anybody. I'll come for him myself. Myself. I take care of many people's children. Yeah, including your children. Listen. My father
took, every time the home was full of kids, other people. As I grew up and my father didn't have money, people took care of me, even through college. Amazingly, because the seed is in itself. Children, remember one day you become parents. Treat your parents well. Your children will treat you well. Yeah. One day, one of my parents said, as I was wasting things that they had told me not to waste, she looked, I thought she was going to beat me. Then she looked at me and said, keep living. That's all. Two words. Keep living. And as I've kept living, I've seen how my children have wasted my things. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. He just said, keep living. Just carry on. You think I'm going to spank you? I won't spank you. Just keep living. I won't spank you. You think I'm going to scream again? I won't scream again. Just keep living. You'll see. Just keep, children, young people, just keep living. Anytime you treat your parents, watch, tell yourself, my children are coming. Unless you decide not to have children. Even then, God will bring children that will misbehave, you see. Oh, yeah. Say, God forbid. The seed always produces things that look like the fruit. The seed is in itself. Yeah, happy people make people happy. Yeah. In fact, one guy told me something several years ago. He said, hurting people hurt people. I would dare to say, hurt people have been hurting people. Yeah, they sow the seed. There is no secret about it. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Yeah. He'll carry you. Oh, it is no secret what God can do. Clap for the Lord Jesus. David slept with Bathsheba, somebody's wife, in secret, and even killed the husband Uriah. Sooner than later, his own child, Solomon, slept with his concubines on the rooftop, openly. Yes. He was at the rooftop, David, watching in the bathroom. But God brought the fight higher to the rooftop. Not only people watch from downstairs while it's happening on the rooftop. Bible says, if you sow the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. Listen, life is based on principles set from the beginning. Yeah. I used to be very wicked husband to my wife. I'm telling you. Then Bishop Doug, even me, Bishop Doug called me one day. He said, Kojo, you're very wicked.
What a pastor.
I said, me? Then you don't know my wife. Then she told me, do you want to be happy? I said, yes. Then he said, make her happy. I can assure you, you'll be happy for life. There's a guy, and I decided from that day, out of even selfishness, even if the seed is sown in selfishness, it will happen. Yeah. Even unbelievers, when they sow, they reap. Oh, yeah. You watch it. Everything you are doing, that's what you're going to get. Everything you're doing. Yeah. When you put a mirror, it doesn't look at somebody. It looks exactly you and replicates. Yeah. Life is like a mirror. What you're seeing is the mirror you created. It's the thing you did. Yeah. Many other people who sleep with people,
People sleep with your spouse. You don't even know it. Say, God forbid. Just don't do it. Because the principles, it will happen. And it was so. And it will be so. It will be so. You watch it. Tell somebody, keep living. Hey. Listen. I came to tell you that this principle is real. It's real. God often, everything that God wants from us is in a miniature form. Not much. God doesn't require much from us. Seed, salt, prayer, Sabbath. All these are little things. Tithe. He wants you. He said, take all the days, but remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. One day. Only one day. Only one day. He's not requiring 10 days. Even in the day, you see, when I went to Israel, I realized that these people, they believe in seeds. Eh? The Sabbath, they take it so strong. Even elevator, they said you shouldn't work. So if you go on an elevator on the 14th floor, it's programmed. They call it Shabbat settings. Sabbath settings. Shabbat is the name. And you don't press anything because it's work. It will stop at every floor. If you are 14 and you want to go to 6, you just have to go to 13, 4, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7 before you get to 6th. And then you go. It will stop everywhere in case somebody is on. I was there at the, there's a Sabbath in a hotel. There's a Sabbath elevator and there's a regular for people who are not Jews. If you want to disobey, it's up to you. So I was in the disobedience line. Now, I was standing there and a guy pressed the elevator. Or stepped on the elevator and came out on the wrong floor. And so the guy, I said, oh, I'm going to the floor you're going. If it's on 30, I'm going on 12. So I saw the guy, press the thing. He said, no. The husband and wife, they are going to find the stairs to walk down rather than press on the elevator. And then they went that way and the door was closed and they came back. You know what they told me? Said, please, can you call the elevator? I should organize for them. Yes, the Gentile. I said, no problem, come. And I pressed. I said, you're going to 12, press on that non-Shabbat. They touched nothing. They bowed and they walked out. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's a reason why the Jews are blessed. They take the word literally and they work it. They are the people that pay the biggest tithe in the whole world. Jews, they are on top on the Forbes list of millionaires. In America, the top millionaires, 40% of them are Jews. Everywhere. The longest and biggest skyscrapers are for Jews. They believe in the seed. They believe in the Sabbath. They believe in the principle of sowing and reaping. They believe. The things God requires from us, small, the tenth, the tithe. Only one day, and you want to work and eat that day too. Only 10%, and you're going to eat that. He said, when you wake up, just seek me first. Just pray before you leave. That one too, you won't do it. Very little that he requires. Be kind. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought these seeds to show you that this is how your life can be. Beautiful. But the work you have to do for it to look this beautiful is inside of you. Break. Allow yourself to be broken. And separate out the seed. Give to God what belongs to God. And to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Plant your seed. I am talking about the tithe. The mysterious purposes of the tithe. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I am sick and tired of having people who are financially depraved. You will never be poor in Jesus' name. Any church that is made up of people like Jews who are tithers, they are blessed. Watch this. As I show you this and I show you how God created this, your tree that should bear fruit is going to be given you. You decide what you will do, whether you eat the seed with the fruit or you just eat the fruit and give the seed. The future is of this kind is in this. When we eat the seed with it, this kind will never be produced. It's over. It's over. It's over. Muslims, they train their children while they are young to do what they need to do. Jews, they do the same thing. Only Christians are chaotic and disorderly. Yeah. You go to the Muslims, go to the Islamic people, go to the Jewish people. I just came from Israel. I'm telling you what I saw. Even their restaurants, they don't mind not eating on that day. They do what they need to do. They were the original people. They saw these things. Ladies and gentlemen, let's copy them. Yeah, clap for the Lord Jesus. Let's copy the Jews. Let's do what God says we should do. There are people who are Gentiles inside Israel who are living like the Jews. They are blessed like the Jews. There are others who they are there. They've decided not to live that. They are not blessed. Even the Jewish land, in a desert, you can see green all over. When you move to the Gentile land in Bethlehem, it's now for the Palestinians. Or even in Jericho, it's dry and dirty. There is a God that is real. Please stop playing. Stop joking. God is not deceived. He says, you don't be deceived. You are the one deceiving yourself. You cannot mock God. Galatians 6:6, 6:7. Don't deceive yourself. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to introduce you to the mysterious purposes of the tithe. Don't think I want your money. That often another mind is coming in that is pressing you down. God is the one that gives you money, that gives you fruits. God is the one that gives you the fruit. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 55, from verse number 10, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and does not return thither. Look, whatever God gives you, that money will not go back to you. God will not whisk it from your hands. Maybe that's why you're deceived. No. You see, if the day you take $20, God gives you $20. And then you don't take the $2 to give as your tithe. As you are spending, God whisks the money away. Everybody will be a tithe payer. If God did that, everybody will be a tithe payer. But he doesn't do that. Comes down. It does not return. They're gifts and call. They're without repentance. God will never whisk. No. It's like the one he's taking it out. The day you say it is lost, you start looking for it. You start, God, who took it? Who took it? Because you know it doesn't happen. God does not do that naturally. That's why you're deceived. Don't be deceived. You can't mock God. You cannot mock God. The Bible says it does not return, but it waters the earth. It makes you succulent. You can use the $20 and buy food, buy shoes. You look good. Buy scarf, buy t-shirt, buy purple things because it is QFC day. Memphis Lighthouse goes purple. You're wearing a nice tie. The tie will water, you will be watered. It will make it bring forth and bud. But let me tell you the purpose of the rain. It makes it to bring forth and bud. It makes you look good. For what? So that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. For every decoration, for every salary, for every gift, for every blessing God gives you, there are two parts to it. There's a seed part, there's a fruit part. Seed for the sowing, bread for the eating. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Even naturally speaking, look at the way your mouth behaves. When you put... the next thing is, you spit out the seed. Put it down. Then, why did they take the seeds out? They didn't understand the message. Oh... I've got a seed. Even the seed is bitter. When you eat it, it's bitter. Tithe should be bitter to you when you eat it. It should make your mouth bitter. Yeah. He's making you watered. Salary is watering. It's rain. It's snow. Snow means even not only does he give you rain, ready to eat. Snow is for storage. It can be converted, melted into fiscal cash. Keep it for later. Give you the water. If you give me rain, why give me snow? But God can give you excess. Give you your salary to such a point that you can even save some in the bank. Many of us do direct deposit today and tomorrow so that you can do what you need to do. But it is so that it may give you, he's giving you seed to sow and bread to eat. You can come and preach it. Anytime you're doing this, ask yourself, have you paid your tithe? Otherwise, stop eating fruit. Anytime you're eating fruit, there's a reason why God does not allow it. Even when you bite it, it can hurt your tooth. Many of teeth are broken. You can't eat anymore because you ate the tithe. You ate too prematurely. You ate the seed. Now it's bitter. You see, you can put four. Whenever you see this position, you are about to have more fruits. Clap for the Lord because the seed is coming out. Whenever you see people lining up to pay the tithe, ask yourself, where's your seed? Ask yourself, what's your future? Ask yourself, how long will you be earning this salary? Ask yourself, what are you doing? Ask yourself, are you the cause of your many prayers? many troubles. Today we are going purple. Purple means rich. Purple means flourishing. Purple means fruitful. Purple means rich abundance. That's what purple means. A tax, it starts from the seed. That it may give seed to the sower. Bread. It doesn't matter how much. Don't tell me you don't have much. There is no difference. If you earn 200, yours is $22. If somebody earns 2,000, that person's is 200. God is just being fair. So that your excuse that me, I only get 200 is what is keeping you at 200. And very soon you go to 20. Yeah. That excuse, I don't earn much, is what is keeping you down. Even if somebody, if the beggar who took $20 is smart, he will give $2 to God. He's a source of the rain and the snow. Yeah. One day I told my children, I came to the house and they were eating. I was very hungry, as I am today, as you can see. I just came from work. I flew in. I flew, literally, almost. Yeah. Now, yeah, it was because of you I was flying in. I even got a ticket because of you. Because I wanted to come and preach. I reap. Ladies and gentlemen, seed to the sower. I went to my children who were eating my food that I had bought. And I came. Mommy was asleep. I said, before Mommy gets my food, can I eat a little bit of yours? They all ran away except one. Except one. So I went to that one and help the person to eat. Then I told myself, these people don't understand the source of their livelihood, the source of their food. Otherwise, when I ask, you'll give. Jesus Christ told the woman at the well, if only you knew the gift of God, and he it is that is asking you for water, you would have rather given and asked for more. But you don't understand. So that one who gave me a little bit, I took just two muscles. The others ran. And then finally, my wife came and dished out, not knowing there was something special for me. When I started eating, I called only one, the one who gave me the little two muscles. He said, come, the whole food is yours. He sat with me and ate till the end. The others couldn't eat anything because he had given me a seed, just two mouthfuls. You are just like that if you are a non-tithe payer. You are wicked and grateful to the God who has supplied rain and snow. I'm telling you, as a student, I've never stopped paying tithe. Even to the point where the gifts that my parents gave me as pocket money, I used to give tithe. Because that is increase. The Bible says give the tenth of your increase. Because it's seed time. Yeah, many times, what somebody gives, if you are the source, even the person who's giving tithe can generate a lot of income. I will never leave this secret from you, because if I do, I'm a bad pastor. I know you don't like this kind of preaching. You want prosperity message. This is the biggest prosperity message you can ever hear. Because he gives seed. It's interesting that he didn't say bread to the eater and seed to the sower, but he said seed first. That's why we call it first and best. Bring it up again. He make that it will give seed. Bring it, brother, sister. Isaiah 55. Seed. Which kind comes first? Seed or bread? Seed. So me, when they used to give me salary by the cash, if they gave me $1,000, I would count the money and select the cleanest notes and put the 100 aside in an envelope. Not only is it my tithe, I don't just want to give it, but I want to give it in style. And I'll give to the Lord in style. I've never been poor. And I don't intend to be, by the grace of God. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Because whatever the Lord shall do shall be forever. Just the same way that day has not stopped, night has not stopped, poverty will not come. You watch it. But this is only for the tithers. For those who are eaters, you will continue eating and to become poo-poo and not fruit. If nobody has been confident to tell you this, I'm telling you today, you can decide not to come to church again. That's up to you. And go with your poverty. But I prophesy you will do well. I prophesy you will excel. I prophesy you watch this principle. Apply this principle for 6 months. You will never be able to stop. Never. It will be so good, you will wonder why you didn't do it 35 years ago. I'm giving you 6 months. I'm saying 6 months because that's the minimum it takes to form a habit. A habit that you give once a month, 6 times. I'm giving you 6 months. Do it. Whatever income. And again, the devil is speaking to you. Ah, these pastors, they are extorting money. You can think what you want, but God will also think what he wants. And we will see who is who. You've never done it. That's why things are the way they are. But you watch it. There's coming a brand of church members that will be blessed. A brand of church members that will flourish like the Jews. There's coming a brand of church members who will not be eaters of bread alone, but sowers of seed. And see the rain come and the snow and see the flourishing grace of God abound. I want to end up by reading this. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, just to read. And next week, I'll tell you the practical, mysterious purposes of the tithe from one chapter. Bible says, you are cursed with a curse because you have robbed me. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, how have we robbed you? And God says, because of the tithes and the offerings that you are not paid. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse. How many sometimes realize that the thing keeps recurring and recurring? It's like it's a curse. That like never working. It's always a need. Always it's actually literally a curse. But fortunately, this curse is being broken today. Amen. In Jesus' name. You are cursed with a curse, specific curse, because you have robbed me, even the whole nation. Then verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes, not some. Some of us, when the tithe is 20, we decide to bring $5. Stop it. It's also the same curse. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, not tomorrow. God says the results are real and quick. Herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. May you have a one-car garage but have 3 cars in Jesus' name. No room. And then verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. I like the verse 12. And all nations shall call you blessed. Not only will you realize you are blessed, but people will know that you are blessed. All nations. When you see blessing, you will see it. You will know. Not only will you know, but people will tell you, things have changed. All nations will call you blessed. For you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, the mysterious purposes of the tithe. Please get up. We can have some. Eat it and show them.
I have to do it. Can I have this one? That sign. See the sign? See? Show them that sign. That sign. See, brother? The guy is eating the seed and eating the... You see the problem? Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Listen, this church doesn't need money. I can assure you. We don't owe anybody. We don't owe even $1 by the grace of God. So it's not like we're looking for money from you. In case the devil is putting that in your head, that's why I'm preaching this. I'm preaching it for you. Enough so that we'll have... Although the side effect is that, do you know, if every church was to not even give an offering, but just tithe, no church will ever do fundraising. Because the seed is in itself, or building fund. But because of the ingratitude of church members, think about it. God gives you a salary of 1,000 and he's asking for only 100. And you said no. Meanwhile, Uncle Sam is asking for 30% and you give. How smart. He takes. And if you don't give it, you will know where you'll be. How smart is that? Give to God and see what a blessing. From today, pay your tithe. It's 10%. Whatever your increase is, bring it to the storehouse.